Meat. Veggies. Put that in a soup. We're talking beef stew.
Welcome back, everybody. So, Alec, it is cold as shit in this room. Why is that?
My furnace went out over the weekend, and it's only going to get colder starting tomorrow.
It's like Christmas in here.
It's pretty nippy.
Yeah, it is pretty nippy. I see on the docket you have, just to jump right into things, Creator Clash 2.
Oh, do we want to cover that this episode?
I kind of want to talk about... Yeah, I want to talk about it.
Okay.
The first one was so fun, wasn't it?
Yeah, it was a lot of fun.
I just like excuses to get together with people to watch some stuff. Like, mm-hmm. The Super Bowl was fun in that way, too.
That was my first social gathering match I've ever attended. It was very fun.
Yeah, we're going to do it again this year.
Also, like, it blew up on the internet. Everyone was talking about it.
I think everyone's going to talk about this one.
Yeah.
Since he's fighting Alex Wasabi.
Oh, yeah. What are your...
I think he'll lose. I think Idubbbz is going to lose that fight.
Oh, really? Mm-hmm. Think he's going to lose again?
Yeah, I think so.
Damn.
Not bad.
No faith for your boy.
I do think he's going to lose,
though. I hope he wins.
I do, too. Like, I will pop. I'm rooting for him. And there's always a chance, right? Like, he could come out with something or, like, better technique. It's just, I think... Isn't Alex Wasabi, I don't know. He seems to have been doing it longer, so I don't know. He might be better trained.
What's your most anticipated lineup?
I'm really curious to see what Alana Pierce does, because I have no idea how she's going to do. Like, she, to me, is on the level of what Aaron was originally, of, like, they don't seem like violent people at all.
Yeah.
Not that the other people do, but it's like... I have no idea how that's got to go. Like, to me, it could be an either or. Like, she could come out and really impress, or just, like, not know what to do. I don't think it'll be as bad as Matt Watson. I don't think Aaron did very poorly.
I don't think anything can be as bad as Matt.
I mean, I think the odd one is everyone. Out did very... Or is it him? Yeah, because he fought I Did a Thing, right?
Matt?
No, who fought I Did a Thing? It was the odd ones out, right?
I think so.
And he got
stomped. Was scary too, yeah.
Yeah, like, that was, I feel like, just as bad.
Yeah.
Well, maybe not just as bad, Matt.
No, he held himself more than 30 seconds. Or 10. I think Matt's scared a lot of people. I was like, anyone who's not going to take this seriously, you better duck out now.
Yeah. I was honestly, like, excited to see that happen, because I was like, my only worry going into the first one was like, is this going to be powder puff, like...
It was the opening match.
Yeah, because I was worried. I was like, these people seem very friendly. Like, are they not going to take it seriously? And they all did.
Yeah.
I think Matt got a dose.
Bro, I remember, like, sitting there watching his match. I was like, okay, we're in for a good time.
I think the AB fight's going to be really good, too.
AB fight's going to be really good. Yeah, that'll be cool to finally see somebody, like...
Chris Reagan versus the guy that Chris Reagan guy is fighting. He was like a viral guy for making, like, purposely bad raps, like I'm a Country Boy rap, the shorter guy.
Oh, yeah. I know nothing about him, but he looks scary, too.
He's, but,
like, ripped.
Yeah. I mean, Chris Raygood's pretty shredded, too. And then
Crank Game plays, looks like he's taking it really seriously.
Who's he fighting?
Because
who's Aaron fighting? I'm excited for that, too. They said that he came out, like, Aaron in training is pretty clean, like, doing uppercuts, which is something I don't think a lot of them are doing in general.
Yeah. I don't remember who either of them are fighting.
But.
I'm excited for Harley's match.
Yeah.
I think that's going to be really good, too.
Because
those are both entertainers. And they're massive guys.
Yeah, they're big dudes.
They're going to put on a good show.
And then, yeah, Idubbbz' fight. Honestly, and then I Did a Things. I don't think there's any fights where I don't really know the people fighting. I think there's a couple where it's like both of them are Twitch streamers.
Mm.
And in those fights, I'm like, I just don't know who you are. But then again, I didn't know I Did a Thing, and his fight was awesome. Oh, yeah. shows that you watched as a kid, and this is a topic we might bring up later because there's a lot to cover, but you come home from school, and you turn on, I assume, Cartoon Network, right? Was that your channel?
No.
What was your channel?
Disney.
Disney was your channel? When did you watch, because today we're going to go over Cartoon Network stuff. When did you pop that on?
Well, which age are we talking about?
Let's start with, like, when you're a little kid, like.
Little kid?
Like, 3 to 10.
That had to have been Nickelodeon.
Nickelodeon?
Yes.
So when did you get into Cartoon Network?
I probably didn't get into Cartoon Network until, like, elementary school, at least.
Okay. See, because I watched Cartoon Network, like, when I was very little. Like, that's what I started out on.
Yeah, but you are, how many years younger are you than I?
When were you born?
93.
I'm 98, so there's a 5-year difference.
Yeah, boy!
Yeah. Because I guess when you were a kid, I don't know what would have been on. Because when I was a kid, see, it was like, when I would have understood what I'm looking at would start in like 2001. So I was growing up with, like, you know, Justice League, Teen Titans, stuff like that.
Yeah. That was,
Ed and Eddie was the big one, though.
I was well into elementary school when that was coming out. I remember, because I grew up with, like, Dexter's Lab, Johnny Bravo, Kids Next Door.
I remember
Foster's
those shows.
Home.
But they weren't, like, coming out when I, like, it was, like, reruns.
I remember Foster's Home for Imaginary Friends came out when I was in fourth grade.
That was one I watched as a kid. Like, I remember it was, like, a movie first and then a show based off
I was very excited for that one.
That was good. Ed, Edd n Eddy was the big one that we would watch all the time.
I remember watching it, but I didn't have, like, a huge fondness for it. I just enjoyed the show.
So, what shows when you watched Cartoon Network? You said you were, like, well into elementary, probably going into middle school, right?
No, it was, like I said, Foster's Home was fourth grade.
So what were you watching on Cartoon Network? Was it just that?
No, I mean, it was, like I said earlier, Johnny Bravo, Dexter's Laboratory, Powerpuff Girls, Kids Next Door, lots of Hanna-Barbera shows.
Yeah, that was big. Like, those were more popular than a lot of the new stuff that would come out, so.
Gennady Tartovsky or something like that. He did Samurai Jack and.
Can you give me a DD?
DD? No, I can't.
DD!
No, I remember. I remember a day in my childhood where I went from watching Dexter's Lab to playing Tony Hawk Pro Skater 1 on my Nintendo 64. Boy, I tell you, those were the days.
Tony Hawk games are very fun. Like, yeah. I played the remake of Pro Skater 1 and 2, and I beat them both. Because what's cool about it is they translate over, so all the stats you build, like, they carry over when you go to the second game. So it's just like you're playing one big, continuous game. And they're so cool.
I tried to play the remake, and I could not play it. But I remembered that Dexter's Laboratory video episode that I watched.
What was that?
It was the one where you get stuck in the bus. Remember that one?
I don't remember too much of Dexter.
He gets stuck in the back of the bus because some kid was, like, chewing too much bubble gum. Oh. And he got stuck in the bubble gum and, like, had a beard and shit.
I really just remember, like, clips of Dexter. Like, I remember the dad coffee one. I do remember episodes of Powerpuff Girls. Like, I remember the Rowdy Rough Boys.
Mm-hmm.
I remember the episode where it was, like, adult men in Powerpuff Girl costumes. And, like, the mouths were cut out.
Yeah.
Oh, Johnny Bravo, too.
Mojo Jojo.
Mojo Jojo. Oh, and then I remember the devil, too.
Yeah, he used to scare the shit out of me. Yeah.
I think that's what his name was.
Mm-hmm.
But, yeah.
Samurai Jack was the shit.
Oh, Samurai Jack is so good. Samurai Jack is one of those I want to go back to, because, like, we're not necessarily talking about Nickelodeon, but, like, Avatar is not something I watched as a kid.
Dude.
I watched as an adult.
That series was iconic when it was coming out.
Yeah.
Like, I remember watching the series finale of that show, and, like, it changed me as a kid.
Episodic TV, there was only one show that I watched, like, episodic because of the plot being important. And that was when Adult Swim would come on. And on Saturdays, Alec, what was on Saturdays?
On Adult Swim?
Mm-hmm.
Bro, I don't know.
Toonami, baby.
Oh, that was like weekdays, too.
Yeah, but you know what was on Saturdays?
What?
At least here. Fucking Dragon Ball Z, baby.
No, Thursdays were the days. Thursdays, new episodes would come out.
Because we'd watch it on Saturday nights. Like,
no,
I'd be at my friend's house, and like, I remember starting where the part where Gohan was being trained by Piccolo, and I didn't really see anything else beyond, like, before that.
Yeah.
I saw everything after that, though.
No, I remember specifically, it might have even been Wednesdays the new episodes would come out, and then they would recap it on Thursdays, like, play them again.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember Tuesdays and Thursdays were the days I would go to my dad's house. And Thursdays, we'd be cooking, watching Dragon Ball Z. I remember I was in, like, fifth grade or something, and it was the episode where Goku turned Super Saiyan 3. And I was grounded for some stupid shit. My dad was actually, like, listening to my mom this time.
Let that child alone.
For some reason.
Oh, so you didn't get to see him transform?
He wouldn't let me watch it, but I could see the reflection in the fireplace.
I remember, like, watching DBZ, got to Frieza, and then, like, stopped watching it because I played the games more often. I think Saturday nights became hard. Like, something in my life, I don't know if it's like baseball or something,
ugh,
where, like, sports got in the way of me being able to watch it.
Lame.
So, but I didn't miss the Cell Saga. It's just I had to experience it through the games.
Mm-hmm.
And I didn't fully watch DBZ until high school when I could, like, financially buy my own DVDs.
And I have took the you that long?
Yeah.
Shit. That was, like, middle school for me.
I did get to watch all of GT, though.
Oh, well, how fortunate for you.
Yeah. Dude, there's, like, a picture of back on my, like, the first home we had. Like, my parents would have, like, their friends over, and they'd play poker and stuff, and the kids would go, like, do whatever, because we had, like, a bigger second living room that my dad built on.
Uh-huh.
And there's, like, a picture of all of them playing poker and eating Chinese food, and in the background, you could see Gogeta sitting, like, the crisscross applesauce,
uh-huh.
Super Saiyan 4 Gogeta, with the, when Shenron, like, attacked him.
Yeah.
And it's just funny. Like, in that moment, they're all, like, doing adult things, and I'm geeking out over something kind of lame.
Oh, yeah.
That GT's, stuff was huge at the time.
GT's a good time capsule. It's, like, perfectly 90s.
Yeah, because they would, like, I think they reran that show, like, at the same time as DBZ, if I remember correctly. At least when I was watching it, it was, like, DBZ would be on, but then GT would also be on, like, the same night. Which is kind of trippy, because it's, like, you're seeing all this other stuff that happens way after the fact.
And then you go to a shittier version of Dragon Ball.
I think part of that, though, is because, like, the games already were covering it in depth.
Yeah, I mean, I had, like, a weird Japanese import PlayStation 1 game where most of the Buu Saga was on it. And I'm like, what?
Was it that Final Bout, like, really poopy game?
Yeah, it was like a 2D fighting game. It was pretty bad.
I didn't start playing the DBZ games until, like, Budokai 1 came out. And that came out for the GameCube, and that's, I played that game to death. Oh, and then 3. Because 2 came out, and it was, like, something about it I didn't really care for. I think it was the story mode I didn't like. Because it's, like, that chessboard thing of, like,
your
pieces
yeah.
move. Kind of like how Fighters works.
Yeah.
But then 3 was, like, the, I played that to death. I think I unlocked every single character except for, like, the Cell Juniors, because you had to do something very specific.
I was more of a Tenkaichi fan. Bro, I cannot wait to play those on that handheld I bought.
That's gonna I don't know what you're talking about.
What?
You mean, like, you're going to watch someone play it, right? Like, you're not playing it.
No, I'm playing that shit.
Oh, you're playing it?
Yeah, don't be stupid.
Okay.
I'm playing that shit. I don't care who knows.
But beyond Dragon Ball Z, I remember, because, like, Cartoon Network was fun. There was a lot of shows I'd watch. Just trying to off the top of my head.
What other Toonami shows did you watch?
It wasn't, well, I remember watching, because that's where they gave a lot of things a good college try.
Mm-hmm.
And some of the shows they got pretty far into. Like Naruto, I think they got through a couple of the arcs.
Yeah.
And then it went away. Because Toonami just went away. And
then it came back.
I watched that. I watched like one episode and I was like, oh, this is kind of cool. But then just got kind of bored. I remember the One Piece came out. And I remember that in my mind. I was like, oh, this is so cool. But at the time, like, if you didn't know when to catch the next episode, like, you're just out of luck. Because I didn't even know what the name was.
Yeah.
But I remembered, like, Luffy, and that, I remember that was cool.
I remember Shippuden was coming out when I was in high school, I think. That's when Shippuden started up. I remember people watching Naruto when I was in middle school. Like, a lot of my close friends watched it.
Yeah, because I remember it was the show where, like, they had their Mount Rushmore-looking thing. That's the only thing I really remember about that first episode. And I was like, oh, this is boring. This is not Dragon Ball Z. Although Dragon Ball Z was kind of boring in a way.
Yeah.
Those orange box, like the original Funimation version, is very hard to watch.
Did you ever catch when they played the movies?
Yeah.
Like, that's what Saturday nights were for. They would play anime movies.
Now,
or Friday nights, even.
When I was in middle school, Kai had come out. And you had to watch that on 4Kids, but then it also came out on Disney XD.
It was on Nickelodeon for a time, too.
Yeah, it was like Channel 309. Maybe not Disney XD. Maybe I'm thinking of like, it's called Nick 2 or something.
Yeah.
It was like a very specific channel. And I remember they would play the movies, too, but they were like, I think they had the original dubs, like the original score. As to where on Toonami, they'd have the like Disturbed and... You remember that? Like, those movies had like those goofy songs in it.
Yeah. I'm pretty sure that was Lord Slug, wasn't it? When they played the Disturbed.
Stupefy.
Hell yeah, dude. I have that
I've been waiting for just one. What?
It's so true. I forgot about that. That's so funny.
I think Dream Theater, that band was on History of Trunks.
Oh, man, I love that movie.
But, yeah. But besides Toonami, I remember when I was a kid, back in my old house, nobody, my parents didn't know what played on like those cartoon channels, like Nick and Cartoon Network after like 9, I think is when it would switch. So like they didn't know what I was even watching. Mm-hmm. And I would usually like, oh, Adult Swim's coming on. Not that I was going to get in trouble. I was just like, oh, I don't care about these shows. So I'm going to switch to Disney or Nick. I'd usually switch to Nick because Nick at Night shows were like, they were an adult show.
Were you ever like scared to stay on it?
Yeah, the sounds and stuff.
Yeah, I was always scared to stay on Adult Swim. But there was like even the in between like yes, that
scared me as a kid. It being black
with Robot Chicken and shit, and then like the commercials they put in between where it's just text, and I'm like, what is happening? This is so weird.
I remember though,
and then they'd show, like, the adult anime stuff, and I'm like, okay, maybe I shouldn't be here.
Oh, yeah, there was that one with the cat ears. Inuyasha, I think is what it's called.
Oh, I love Inuyasha.
I think that was more meant, like, because they didn't censor any of that stuff. I mean, maybe, like, certain things. Like, I know there's some shows where they made gay characters cousins and stuff like that. But as far as, like, blood and stuff, I think Inuyasha was always... Because it was one that was on at like 3.
I got very into Inuyasha in middle school.
I could tell. I've seen your drawings.
And we can go into that later because I can... There's a lot I can talk about on Adult Swim and how it kind of like morphed me out of my childhood.
Did you watch any of the like comedy shows though? Like...
Aqua Teen Hunger Force and what's the fucking guy that looks like Batman?
Oh, Space Ghost. Coast
Space
to Coast.
Ghost. He was always on.
Yeah. I remember, though, there was one night I left Adult Swim on, and I was just, like, too lazy to get up and change it. Because that was when, like, I had to get up and, like, hit the
press
button.
I didn't have a remote. Oh, my God.
So, like...
Oh, that brought me back.
Yeah.
You said back you'd when have it to wasn't set the a cable timer. Box.
Oh, yeah, the you sleep set timer.
A timer, go into the menu, and just keep pressing the... up button.
Man, that was so wild. Yeah, those were back in the days where, like, because nowadays, like, you put it on an input and then you have to change it on whatever device you're using. Like, you're changing it on an Xfinity's, like, cable box. But back then it was like you plugged it in and the TV did it. Like you had to change the TV channel.
Yep.
But one night I was just too lazy and this cartoon came on and I remember laughing really hard. And I showed my dad. I was like, check this out. He's like, what is like Family Guy?
Oh, and then, man.
Dude, because I remember it being on Fox, and that's where you'd watch the new episodes on Fox, and then reruns would happen on Adult Swim, like, later.
Yeah.
So, like, as we're watching these reruns, you see, like, these other episodes on Fox. I remember we watched, like, straight up. This was when, I don't even think I was in middle school yet, like, and we all watched it together. Yeah. Like, we found it so funny. And those early seasons are very funny.
Yeah, I remember those. Like,
we bought the
seasons
DVDs
one through three were just classics.
Yeah, we used to have those on DVD, and we'd, like, play them in the car on vacations. And then there's one year Shelby brought a friend on vacation. And, I mean, your parents would have probably done the same. I don't want them watching Family Guy.
Oh, no, I wasn't allowed to watch Family Guy.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Like, my parents didn't care about Family Guy. I had to... They didn't care about South Park either. I don't know what
my
it was about.
My parents cared about South Park.
Like, they didn't care about either one. I think it's because they knew, like, I was so close to Eddie and JB, and their parents, like, had them, like, on DVD, yeah. So they knew we were going to watch it regardless.
Well, I mean, my Drake was watching South Park and shit, but they never let us.
Yeah, so, like, Shelby brought the... I remember we had all these... because at that point, we were building up the DVD collections. We were so ready to, like, just pass the time, have a good old time, giggle in the car. And that got thrown at us last minute because the dad found out, like, Shelby said something, and then my parents were like, yep, they're not comfortable, so we're not going to watch it. And we hated her on that trip.
Oh, I would have too.
Like,
I would have told them to play it anyway because I went to my friend's house in Fishers, and that's literally all we did for an entire day.
Just watch
Family Guy because he had him on DVD, and I was like, let's fucking go, dude.
I didn't know kids, though, like, there were some kids even that couldn't watch SpongeBob that I remember growing up. And those are the kids that we didn't stay friends with.
Yeah, that's a little too much.
It's ridiculous.
Or like Harry Potter.
I didn't have any of that.
Caitlin was one of those.
She wasn't allowed to watch Harry Potter.
Her mom wouldn't let her watch Harry Potter.
No,
so
they're
dumb.
Rated R movies, we didn't really try to watch anyways. Not Harry Potter's rated R. I'm just trying to think of stuff we weren't allowed to watch. But
you want
to
know one of my biggest regrets from my childhood? I had a babysitter who got so fed up with me one day because I was an ADHD riddled little kid that didn't want to do anything but play video games. She made us dedicate like an hour each time we were over there to like relax and read a book. And she tried to get me to read Harry Potter. Like, she gave me Harry Potter.
Oh, and you just wouldn't do it.
And my brain just would not allow me to sit down and read a book. I would just sit there and, like, pretend I was reading the book instead of just reading the fucking book. Dude, that would have changed my life if I would have read that.
Dude, that's crazy. I had a babysitter, too. Just because, like, my parents, I'm sure it's similar with you. Like, your parents, like, their work schedules don't allow them to be home with you all the time. Mm. So, like, you had to go somewhere. And I had this one that was a monster. Like, she didn't have... They were, like, a well-off family, but they didn't do cable because, like, they were like, oh, there's no need. All the channels we want to watch are on the news. The kids can watch PBS. And there's some good PBS shows. I remember being a kid.
The fucking
Dragon Tales.
Yes!
Dragon Tales, Clifford, Curious George, all that
stuff.
I loved
it. I'd still watch that shit today. I'm not even going to lie.
That theme is unrivaled.
Dragon Tales.
Come along with Dragon Tales.
Take me back, dude.
Take my hand.
Early mornings, like 6 a.m. when it's still dark out, and there you get like a bowl of cereal.
Because that's why I had to be dropped off, yeah.
Yep, and you turn on fucking PBS, and it's, man, nothing is, like, that still resonates with me.
Those shows, I remember, like, there were some where I just, like, weren't interested because I could tell how baby they were, like Maya Miguel. And not that Dragon Tales wasn't. I think Dragon Tales, the only reason I really did watch it, because I was like, man, this theme kicks ass. Like, I really like this theme.
That's one of the biggest reasons I'm excited for having a kid.
Is to watch that kind of stuff. They're in the Big Blue House.
To have a reason to wake up, butt ass, crack it on early, and turn on some fucking good kid shows. Like, I keep sharing a Bluey clips with Caitlin, and I'm like, I can't wait to watch this show.
Oh, Bluey?
It looks so good.
Yeah, Bluey, Blue's Clues. Oh, man.
Bear in the Big Blue House for sure is going to be on rotation.
What time are we at right now?
I don't know. We've been going on forever, and I could keep going on.
That's what I'm thinking. Like, do we pause here and go ahead and get to The Last of Us?
We're at 25 minutes.
Do a hard cut.
Really?
We're coming back to
it. I feel like we could. Oh,
we could,
so
right?
More.
I know. Hey.
And that's just Cartoon Network.
Bro, you want to just keep doing this week after week? That could be our niche.
Talking about nostalgia.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And now we are going to talk about episode 5 of The Last of Us. And I took notes on this too.
Back to your regular scheduled programming.
Yes. There is, and that's the crazy.
Your weekly update from the episode a week ago.
No spoilers. What'd you think?
No spoilers?
Yeah, we'll start no spoilers real quick. What do you think?
No spoilers of the episode?
Yeah.
It was my favorite episode by far.
Me too. It's such a jump for me. If you don't want to be spoiled, because we don't have a lot of time to get into it, we're going to crack open this book, get out now. So, dude.
No, no spoilers on the future story or no spoilers on this episode.
We are going to...
We'll be talking about episode 5 of The Last of Us.
Yeah, we won't go further than that.
Right.
So if you haven't played the game or games, don't worry. We're not going to go into that stuff. Kind of wish we didn't on the other episodes, but hey, it is what it is. It's out there.
Yeah, maybe...
Go play games, okay?
Yeah, let's just make a promise not to go beyond the episodes from now on.
So, dude, the opening... of Sam and Henry in the attic and Super Sam, and also finding out he's deaf.
Mm-hmm.
I knew he was going to be deaf before because I've seen like trailers and stuff of them doing sign.
Yeah, and we talked about it.
From what I did afterwards where they were talking about it, it's like it gives Henry another responsibility added on of like for Sam. Like it makes it harder on Henry in general. So it's like, I like that element. Kathleen, she's the weakest part of the episode. Not that she's bad, just like...
Why is she there?
Yeah, why is she there?
We didn't need that.
Time spent on her could have been used otherwhere.
Yeah.
Like, the moment when they're in the bedroom, her and the guy that played Tommy, I'm like, I'd rather see what Joel and Sam and Henry are doing.
Yeah, she was such a nothing character. Like, we all knew she was going to die. We all knew the bloater was going to get her. And, like, yeah, she just offered nothing to the story. She had her side story, but, like, for what?
There's just too much of it. Like, I didn't hate her.
In the game, you had the same story without her whole...
Yeah, she's not in
...side piece.
Yeah. So, beyond that, let's hit the tunnel section. Or... Like, so they devised that plan, right? What did you think of when Henry tells Joel, hey, I'm a collaborator, like I'm a rat, and kind of like takes responsibility for killing Kathleen's brother?
What do I think about that?
Like when they're sitting down and he's like, Joel says, hey, I didn't mean to call you, or no, it's in the tunnel, but like when Henry's telling Joel, no, I was a collaborator, and Joel's like, I don't work with rats. But then in the tunnel, Henry's telling Joel that not only am I collaborator, but like I ratted out the leader of this whole resistance thing that took over Fedra, but I did it to save Sam with the treatment that he needed because he had leukemia. What'd you think of that? Do you think it helps you like Kathleen at all, or is she still?
No, I didn't really care for her.
I didn't care for it either. To me, I saw that as like set up for things later. And just to show that like it still weighs on Henry. Because I think at the end, when he decides to do what he does to himself, like I think he's not just talking, like when he's like, what did I do? What did I do? I don't think he's just talking about Sam.
Yeah.
I think in that moment, like everything's hitting him at once of like, I just killed my brother and like, I went through all that trouble to save him in the first place.
Mm-hmm.
And now it's like all for nothing.
Yeah.
But and then just the tunnel in general. Sounds like they're done. And anyways. So yeah, the tunnel in general. Did you like that segment or did you find it to be slow?
No, I like that one. That was a nice little Easter egg to the game.
And I like that there weren't any infected there.
I didn't think that, yeah, I didn't think they were going to put that in just because it was such a, like, a nice little explorable story that you get in the game that's not really important to the narrative story, but it's just a little world-building thing that was nice in the game.
Yeah, and you get to see, like, the Easter eggs to Ish and stuff. Yep. But, like, to me, it's, like, seeing that a whole, like, colony of people just, like, fell apart. Yeah. Like, 20 years hits you when I see stuff like that in the show. Like, it's been some time. Like, yeah. Whole sections of people have risen and fallen this time.
From one silly mistake.
Yeah. Not following the rules, and they all got infected.
Yep.
Dude, what do you think of Joel so far in this show? I think Pedro Pascal is killing it in this show. He doesn't even have to say a lot for me either.
That's the thing, is like he's a lot more solemn in Pedro's portrayal of Joel. He's a lot more of he's a lot more dramatic in the games, which Troy Baker brings to life. But
and if you're playing as him, I can see why that might be necessary.
Yeah, I think it works both ways.
And I'm at the point now to where I believe how much he cares for Ellie. Because after the tunnel scene, they get to the sniper section.
Mm-hmm.
And from there on, that's where this episode became, like, my favorite. That whole section was amazing. I think the only thing that I had a little bit of a problem was the bloater didn't always look good in certain spots. But he wasn't in it that long, and he's still cool. Like, I thought the bloater was cool, but in the sniper section, Joel's, like, when all the infected pop out of their hole...
Mm-hmm.
Joel is like sniping off the infected that are going after Ellie, and like every time she, like when she went in the car, he's like looking at her, like signaling her, like, hey, go in there, I got you.
Yeah.
When she gets out and like looks at Sam and Henry, he's like, I could see in his performance and his eyes, like part of him was like, no, I want you to get out and we're just gonna go, like, leave them behind.
Mm-hmm.
But like in that quick little glance at each other, I got the feeling that they trust each other in a way.
Yeah. That scene itself was done so well. I think that might be the first time I thought it was better done than the game.
Because
that was like true horror.
Yeah, when they all popped out of that hole. That was so
scary.
Cool.
And like in the game, it is not that scary, but it's still like pretty stressful.
There aren't as many infected in the game, like, that you actually fight. Like, I don't remember seeing, like, hordes of infected.
Yeah.
In the second game, you see it. But, like, yeah, just how many, like, in that test episode where they all ran out to the state building, and in this episode they pop out of the hole, like...
It's like that in part two, though. So I think it might have just been a...
Technical.
PlayStation 3 capability sort of thing.
Because them popping out like ants is awesome. Like, it's so scary.
Yeah. It's very dreadful. Like, there's no hope when you see that shit.
And Sam, the little boy that plays Sam, was so good. Yeah. I was super sad. Did you shed a tear this time? Were they able to get you or nah?
I was very close this time.
When he was in, like, Stay Awake With Me.
Yeah.
And...
What were we talking about?
So we were talking about when they're in the hotel room and Sam's like writing the notes of, you know, Stay Awake With Me.
Yeah.
The sounds he makes, like, because I've seen movies and stuff and I've been around like deaf people at school and stuff, like they still like unknowingly make sounds.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. It hits you. Because, I mean, they have it in there on purpose. Like, when he's like, when she, like, cuts her hand, like, you could tell, like, he's very concerned. And that's what, when he would make those noises, like, the laughter and stuff, it's like, to me, it gave the impression of, like, there's a lot of emotion there.
Yeah,
it was so devastating. Like, just... Yeah. Thinking about it after the fact of him having to change alone, like, Ellie really should have got Henry, right? Do you think he would have done what he did still, or maybe like having enough time to process it?
That's a tough question.
Like, because if you're, Ellie made the mistake, and it's not a show mistake. It's like, that's just, it's one of the flaws she makes along the way. That's part of her development. But like, yeah, what do you do? I think you, if you're Joel, like, because if Ellie should have went to Joel, I guess, and been like, hey, he's infected. And then Joel would probably be like, okay, we need to get the guns out of Henry's hand. Because, I mean, you just, that could always happen. Like, he'd probably expect Henry to shoot himself. So, like, it's like, yeah, we got to get the gun and, like, maybe isolate Henry. But it's like, even then, I don't know. I just, JB was watching it with me and he's like, oh, cool. So they go with them to, with Tommy, right? Is that happening?
How does
in the game?
He not know?
He's never played the game.
Yeah, but he lives with you.
I am. After it, I was like, I didn't, because he'll do that, like ask me ahead of time. And I've gotten to the point where I'll just straight up lie and be like, yeah, they go like in the game. They're in the game too.
He still asks you shit.
Yeah. And he'll like, and when it happened, he was like, he almost cried. He was like, dude, he's like, I don't know if I like this show. And I was like, yeah, that happens in the game. I was like, you didn't see him on the cover of the game, did you?
Oh, man. Just wait till you play the second game.
Yeah. Yeah, I knew that part was coming. It still, like, hit me like bricks.
Yeah, that was... That's... I think that's why that was my favorite episode, because they did it so well, and they stuck to the material, and they actually pulled it off.
Also, making Sam go from, like, 14 to probably, like, I think he's, like,
8.
Yeah. Like, makes a huge difference.
Yeah.
It just sad. Ripped my heart out, like, that whole part. Because when they're under the car, like, getting scratched at, I knew. I'm like, oh, that's where he gets infected. Yeah. That's where it happens in the game.
Mm-hmm.
They're, like, pinned down. That's the only section where you don't see, like, you can't help them in any way. So, like, yeah, that's where he gets infected. And I'm like, oh, man.
Yeah. I think we'll see that kid in a lot more things in the future, too.
I hope so. He's very good.
Yeah.
Now, the guy that played Henry, too, amazing. He looks so familiar, but I can't tell what I remember him from.
Yeah, I'm not too sure either.
I feel like he was on, like, a Nick or Disney show. I could be wrong, though. But he looks super familiar. Yeah, that was good. The burial where she put that sign where she's like, I'm sorry. Because
yeah.
I didn't... Yeah. You go ahead. I don't mean to keep talking.
Well, I mean, I was just going to say, I noticed that in your notes, and I've seen that a lot on the internet. A lot of people really resonated with that, but I didn't.
Because like, to me, that? It's like Ellie showing that, like...
She was ignorant?
Well, and that she's getting it now. Like, when Joel isn't excited to go out of the QZ, but Ellie is, and, like, it's kind of chipper and, like, oh, nothing. We're very lucky. Like, this is the moment that... Because Tess, I feel like, hit her in a way, but not super severe, because it's like, she still didn't really care that much. She's new, but like, Sam and Henry are, it's someone her age. Like, I think it's like one of the first times she's seeing, like, it's not fun out here. Like, it is not fun to be out here.
Yeah.
Well, and it's the risk you run of getting close to someone, too.
Yeah.
Like, that's why there's the parts where Joel's like, not really wanting them to come along with them. Because not only is it a responsibility of, like, could this person possibly dick me over? But, like, yeah, you get attached and something happens. It just makes everything way more difficult.
Yeah.
Oh, and seeing Joel, like, come around to Henry, too. I like that. Because that doesn't... Kind of happens in the game. But he never explicitly says, like, yeah, I want you guys to come to Wyoming with me. Like, he seems super welcoming at the end. It's like he... saw Henry, because I know Henry's a little younger than him too. They made him younger.
Yeah.
I bet Joel kind of saw him even as like a son or a little brother himself. And he's like, yeah, I want you guys to come with me.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. Good episode though.
Very good episode. The child clicker.
Dude, that's Caitlin was like about to rip my arm off.
That thing was scary.
It was so fucking scary.
And it was an actor, too. She's a, like, contortionist. I saw, like, they posted really? That on Twitter. Yeah.
Ugh. Gross.
Trying to remember. There's some stuff. Yeah, that episode was fantastic. Even the Kathleen parts, like, I didn't really care for her character, but I wasn't miserable. Even when they're talking in the thing and she's like, I know he would want me to forgive Sam, but I'm not going to do that. And that guy that played Tommy in the game, like being into it. And it's like, I would have rather seen something else, but it doesn't like knock points necessarily for me.
Yeah.
Even that's done well.
Yeah.
Do we want to, before we end this episode, talk about the episode 6 preview?
No.
We're going to cut that whole section. Just know that we had to cut me talking about the preview because I made a boo-boo. It started going beyond.
We can't keep talking. Yeah, we know too much for the normies.
So have a good time, everybody.
Bye.
Thank you for listening. No.
Answer me. Who are you?